T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
If you listen to the show, there's only one way to work, and that's hard.
And you got to be good, or you got no business being here.
And there's only one way to stay connected, and that's with us, Gabe and Nina, in the morning on B96. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody.
It's going to be a hot one, guys. I brought out the maxi dress just for the occasion.
I don't know, man. I'm not believing these people. Because yesterday, they said it was supposed to be like 80-something.
It was kind of hot yesterday. I went for a walk, and I was sweating.
Because you walked. That's why.
But the sun still felt hot.
Yeah, it was nice outside. I was outside a lot yesterday, but it wasn't as hot as I thought it was going to be.
You look like you got a little bit of a glow on your face today.
You know what? I've just been out. I've been running every day after work.
Oh, right.
So I've been running outside, and then, you know, then yesterday I had some family come over, so we were outside a lot there too. So yeah, I've been outside a lot. It's the summer. You're supposed to be outside.
You out here?
Don't stay in your house, guys. Open up the sunroof.
Make those plans.
So yeah, yesterday, like I said, my mom came over. She brought me this food from this place called Landbirds. You ever heard of Landbirds?
Only when you talk about the lollipop wings
yes,
that I have yet to
exactly,
try.
Exactly, the lollipop wings. So my mom brought it over, and it's kind of expensive. But so I go to my mom. I'm like, damn, mom. You bought her some Landbirds, girl? She's like, you know, this don't happen all the time.
Aww.
So I was like, that's cool. So she got to hold the baby. Then my cousin, little Ish, and his parents came over. So we were hanging out with them. He had his first race.
What do you mean?
So he's going to college to go do like mechanical engineering for race cars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but he's a go-kart racer. He just got his go-kart for graduation.
That's so cool.
And so he had his first race last weekend.
How did he do?
I mean, you know.
Okay, but he did it. Yeah. Okay, little Ish.
Of course.
We're cheerleaders over here.
So we're excited for him to continue that journey. So that was pretty much it. Then, let's see. Nicole had baby daddy check-in, 7:05.
Okay.
Make sure you're here for that one. Two dad jokes and a baby update.
Getting a tease.
What'd you do yesterday, Nina?
I had some wine on the patio. But it was great, and I was catching up with one of my friends, and you know what we realized? And I don't know if you've had this moment yet where there was something that you were looking forward to that was supposed to happen is just, like, not going to happen now. So this
isn't that the entire quarantine?
Right. This week specifically, one of my best friends in New York and some other ones were going to be here staying with me because we were going to go watch the Mets play the Cubs, and they were supposed to be here all week. So we're on FaceTime like, wait, but it's not happening, though. So that was cool. But
was it?
Well, it was kind of sad to be reminded, but at the same time.
Cool to be with your friends, though. At least still talking to them, some capacity.
Yeah, of course. So
that was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I went for my walk, and then I was outside. So
how long
those
was your walk?
Like 20 minutes. It was just a little baby one because I wanted to see what was going on. Because I get to this point, too, where I'm inside, and I want to see what's happening on the streets.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a lot of construction on the streets, so that's what I saw.
Were there a lot of people outside walking around?
Yeah.
Have you seen that chart that says, it's like a levels of danger in terms of things you can do during the quarantine.
I have seen that.
Did you see where walking on a busy downtown street is?
No.
It's like number 6. It's high up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like more than a basketball game or something like that. It's high. High.
Well, good thing I wasn't in those crowds, though.
Walk in the street.
Yeah. Let's play a game. Will the car hit me today?
All right. What's going on in pop culture, Nina?
Well, this is actually kind of interesting and kind of cool, especially if you like true crime. So Kim Kardashian West has signed a deal to do a true crime podcast, which I find fascinating because she's going to be following all of the cases that she's been working on because, you know, we know she wants to be a lawyer. She's trying to get people out of jail. So there's one case specifically they're going to focus on, I guess, for this first season of it.
Yeah.
So if you're into it, it's going to be on Spotify. So good for her.
You know, I watch Judge Judy. I watch Judge Million. I like Judge Mathis.
Yeah.
I would most definitely watch Judge Kardashian.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God, guys. Like, you're wrong. Like, I would so be happy all over that right there.
What if any of those judges had a podcast? Would you listen?
No.
Okay.
Zero chance.
And they'd just be like, yeah, you owe him $5.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Okay.
I want to see the people being petty.
Right, because that's where it's really at.
Of course.
Especially based on the hairstyle, you know how petty they're going to be. Camila Cabello, though, not so petty. However, you can see her on the big screen because, you know, she's going to be in that new Cinderella movie, right? Live action. She's starring as Cinderella. But here's the kicker. She's been working on her own version of Beyonce's Single Ladies. Beyonce's Single Ladies with Camila Cabello singing it. Do you want to hear that?
I wouldn't mind. Camila got a great voice. She got a little swag to her. So I'm sure. The only thing is, you know how, like, sometimes when you see people in the studio in movies and they're like, I can't feel it. I don't feel the words you're saying. Yeah. And Camila Cabello's with somebody. So, like, when she's talking about some single ladies, like, she's not really going to make me feel it. I don't feel it. Come on. Got to make me feel it. So.
Because all you'll picture is her with her tongue in Shawn Mendes' mouth. Like,
you're not all the talking to all the single ladies.
That's true. I could do it, though, because I am.
Do it.
Just going to leave it there.
Do it.
Oh, single ladies. Is that believable or what?
Yeah.
Put a ring on it. There you go.
I like that. Gabe and Nina, B96. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is time for TBT. You're in your car. You're like, I'm old school.
Yeah.
I know I am. I'm waiting for the question, Gabe. Tell me the question so I can see if I can answer it.
You got to prove it. It's throwback trivia. This is when we give you something about a movie, a question about a song, and a TV show, and then we get to see how old school you really are. Like?
For example, in the 2003 movie, School of Rock.
Oh, good one.
This actor plays a substitute teacher that teaches the kids how to shred the guitar.
Who is the teacher shredding the guitar? 877-591-9696. Do you know? We'll see how old school you are with TBT next on B96.
Okay, B96, playing the old school music during the old school game.
It's perfect timing, Brian, in Plainfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, Brian. Now, you don't sound very old school. You sound like you're a young guy. Old man Gabe.
Good.
No, I was playing. Brian, how old are you?
32.
Okay. All right. You might.
Let's see how he does.
Okay. The game is simple. I'm going to ask you a question about a movie, a TV show, and a song. You're simply going to tell me the answer. And then if you get all three right, you know what it is. We get to sing a song for you, all right? If not, you're not that old school.
That's your reward.
All right. Your first question in 2003, the movie School of Rock. This actor plays a substitute teacher that teaches kids how to shred the guitar.
What is it, Brian?
Jack Black.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's see. Question number two is about a TV show. The TV show Alias came out in 2001 and lasted 5 seasons. The lead actress on the show just got divorced from Ben Affleck in 2018.
Brian, what is her name?
So close. Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner. That actually was a really good show. I watched
Alias. Did you watch that?
I did.
I've never seen Alias in my entire life.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You ever saw that, Brian?
No, I never seen that.
Neither did her ex-husband. That's why she broke up with him. Anyway, all right, here comes the song. In 2005, it seemed like every girl chanted the tune, "Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Don't ya?"
Okay. But it always sounded better coming from lead singer Nicole Scherzinger's voice.
What is the name of the group, Brian?
Brian.
He'll know it.
Good job, Brian.
Now I feel like we gotta hear that song. Good job.
No song. Only get the song if you get three right.
Okay, fine.
That's how it goes. But you in your car, you old school.
You got all three right. Honk that horn.
Brian, where are you on your way to right now?
I'm actually on my way to work in downtown Chicago.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I just do pretty much inspections on for structural and sanitation.
Oh, perfect.
I need some structure advice on my house. It looks like it's leaning to the left a little bit. All right, guys, the phone number. Okay. You know, that beat right there at the end, that boom, 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 boom. That's the same beat from, like, the Little Baby does in his song that he got, Bop. And every time I hear it, I'm just like, you know, because music goes in waves like that, you know, where, like, everybody uses the same kind of...
Like, where you feel like you recognize it from somewhere else.
And that's where I recognize it from. Anyway.
And that's why we had a moment.
So we are about to play Wake Up Boars, all right? This is our game we play each and every weekday at 7:10. And we need two contestants to come on the radio and test their wits about information about males, females, and then most importantly, Chicago, okay? The phone number is 877-591-9696. And I need, just like we've been having all week long, a smart gentleman to call up and whoop that butt like we've been doing all week.
Okay. Well, it is Thursday, so I want a thirsty lady on a thirsty Thursday.
No lady's going to call.
Thirsty for a victory.
Ah, okay.
Thirsty for a victory is what I want because we need to gain control of this again, guys. 877-591-9696. We're playing Wake Up Wars on B96.
There's me. That's me.
He's here.
It's Gabe and Nina. B96, baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and a baby update. Nina.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the circus fire?
Mm-mm.
It was intense.
No. Why does this thing sound Dumbo right now? Okay.
All right. So yesterday, as I mentioned, I was supposed to take my daughter to get her shots.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Right. Guys, daddy brain. Shots are today.
Oh.
Yesterday was the six-week postpartum checkup for Nicole.
So you had to go to the doctor's 2 days in a row?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I went yesterday, and then Nicole had to go inside, and then I took care of the baby. And today, she's getting her test.
Did you
her vaccine.
Sorry. Extra anxiety for no reason yesterday? Like, oh my God, today's the day with the shots, and now you got to give it to yourself all over again.
A little bit. You know what was interesting is that, you know, we didn't want to bring the baby into the hospital, right? So I was in the parking lot. And Nicole went inside and she had to do her checkup on her own. So I was with the baby by myself. And the baby was going jamón, huevo y queso, like just going crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm inside of the car. So I'm trying to do my thing. So all of a sudden, because I did this on purpose because I knew the baby potentially was going to be crying. We went up to the top floor. So there's not a lot of cars.
Uh-huh.
And then I get out of the car and I am literally going in circles, like walking around the entire parking lot. Singing to my baby while I'm over there, just trying to calm her down. Then she fell asleep eventually.
Oh my God.
If someone can pull that video, I can go viral.
I would love to see that.
Singing at the top of my lungs on the top of a damn parking garage.
Singing into the pork chop song.
No, regular song. Anyways, that was the baby daddy check-in. Don't forget, every day, 7:05, two dad jokes, one update. Here's your second one, Nina.
Hit us.
You know, everybody's buying a bunch of stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, personally, I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro.
Why?
It's a ripoff.
Who does this? Like, seriously, who does this?
Wake Up Boys is next, guys. It's Gabe and Nina on
B96. Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up. It's the battle of the sexes for breakfast. Are you Team Gabe or Team Nina? Wake Up Boys on B96.
All right, don't forget, coming up right after Wake Up Boys, the dad that is giving his daughter some money and she's upset with the amount that he's giving her. We'll be on the show right after Wake Up Boys, so make sure you stick around for that. But first up, we got Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Antoine, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody, good morning. Good morning. Happy right there.
I know, it feels like Oprah. Emily, real quick, you weren't turned off when I was saying it was the Thirsty Thursday,
Nina,
right? We're thirsty for a
victory. Stop being self-conscious about your
I just thought it was...
No, I love it.
Okay, good, because she's thirsty.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
I'm letting you guys build a bond right now, guys.
Emily and Mundelein, we're taking control today.
Antoine, in order for them to take control, they got to beat us because what's been happening all week long is that the fellas have been kicking butt on Wake Up Boys, all right?
So, you know, we just do our thing, you know?
That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. We just do our thing. Antoine, as a matter of fact, I want you to do your thing right now and let me know who do you want to go first today.
Ladies first.
And he's a gentleman. Look
just
at that.
Just because you guys are both so calm and got your sexy voices on. Meanwhile,
Antoine.
Emily and I are over here like, yeah!
It's like Antoine said earlier. It's what we do.
Okay.
What we do.
Antoine, yeah. Hang on one second.
Well, we're going to show you what we do. Emily, you're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and that Chicagoland question. And, of course, whoever gets the most right today will win. Your first female-centered question. Once you freshen up those toes with a pedicure, it is definitely sandal weather. This type of open-toed T-bar sandal has multiple straps running across the foot and sometimes even up past the ankle. What are these sandals called?
A wedge.
Second question. This American company manufactures footwear and sports apparel. Its logo is a unique looking X, and its biggest endorser is Steph Curry. What is the name of the company?
Oh, I have no idea.
You know what, Emily? It's cool. This next question is really the only one that counts. Let's get the Chicagoland question today. Located 5 minutes from O'Hare, Fashion Outlets of Chicago is the only two-level indoor luxury outlet shopping experience in the region. What suburb is it in?
Schaumburg?
Oh, Emily, you
close,
know what?
Close, Emily.
We're going to learn things today. Yeah,
seriously.
You know what it is? Sometimes people give us victories, and sometimes people give us joy. And I think you're doing the latter.
Totally.
Oh, dang.
Hang on 1 second, okay, Emily?
Okay.
Antoine.
Yo, yo.
Listen to this, man. She got zero questions correct today.
For real?
Because they're hard, Antoine.
Hard, hard? Okay, let's go.
No, I think just one hard, just regular hard. All right, so just remember your first question is a female-centered question, okay?
Gotcha.
Once you freshen up those toes with a pedicure, it's definitely sandal weather.
Uh-huh.
This type of open-toed T-bar sandal has multiple straps running across the foot and sometimes even up past the ankle. What are these sandals called?
Oh, I don't know that.
Gladiator sandals. I knew that one.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I knew that?
What's no, I knew there? You would know that one.
Gladiator sandals. Okay.
Now you know. You'll see
them. The Jesus joints.
Right. Exactly. The Jesus joints. You know what I'm talking about. This American company manufactures footwear and sports apparel. Its logo is a unique looking X. And its biggest endorser is Steph Curry. What is the name of the company?
Off-White.
Told you they were hard.
Like Nina said earlier, none of it matters. Only this question does, okay?
Okay.
Your Chicagoland question. Located just 5 minutes from O'Hare Airport, Fashion Outlets of Chicago is the only two-level indoor luxury outlet shopping experience in the region. What suburb is it in?
Rosemont.
Hey!
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we needed.
Cool.
Antoine. It's what we do. That's what I'm
trying to
say. I don't know. Antoine,
I only know that because I do Uber.
Yeah. Hey,
but that's why it's a Chicagoland question,
so
right? Because if you're from Chicago, yeah, you know. Hey, Emily and Mundelein, Antoine got one question correct today. So just barely pulled off the victory.
Okay.
The answers to the questions, number one.
Number one, guys, are gladiator sandals.
Straps all the way.
I like when you call them Jesus joints.
Emily,
though.
The American. Emily, the footwear company that is sponsored by Steph Curry is Under Armour.
Oh.
Under Armour.
And when you're trying to hit the outlets, you're going to go straight to Rosemont.
Oh.
So close.
I know.
Hey, Antoine, are you driving Uber right now?
Well, I'm stuck in traffic, but what? Yeah, pretty much.
Traffic? What's that?
Yeah, I
forgot what that was.
Remember.
It's been so long since I've seen. Okay.
All right.
Emily, what about you?
I'm a vet tech.
Oh, go play with the puppies.
Wait. Do vet techs still watch videos of cats on Instagram?
Some of us do.
See, of course.
I thought you might get, you know, desensitized to it because you see the cutest of all
never.
Time. Hey, Antoine, Emily.
Never.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us, okay?
Thank you.
Great job, Antoine.
Okay, thank you.
Both of you have a great day.
Nina.
Yes, congratulations, fellas.
If we win tomorrow.
This one's a hard one for me to say.
If we win tomorrow, let me see. If we win tomorrow, where do I want my steak from? The vets, maybe? Nah. Yeah. Swift and
okay,
Sons.
You can relax right now. I don't know how much money you think I'm going to throw down on steaks. I can run to the grocery store and grill you up something real good.
Wait. So I got to get steak tacos and stuff? All right, guys. When we come back, speaking of money and how much people want to pay for certain things, we're going to get a dad on the show.
Bye.
Who's only giving his daughter a certain amount of money, and she's unhappy with it. I mean, gosh, what kind of person is that?
I mean, any money you should be thankful for, right? So we're going to figure this whole situation out.
We'll talk to him when we come back. Don't go anywhere. 724 on B96. Gabe and Nina on B96. And I am so happy to welcome Matt to the show. Daddy Matt.
Good morning, Matt.
Daddy Matt.
Yeah,
all right. I'll be that today for you.
Daddy Matt going to make you jump.
So,
Matt, let me talk to you a little bit. First of all, how awesome is it that you're giving your daughter some money? But we haven't talked about how much you're giving her. So why don't you tell the people how much you're gifting your daughter for her wedding?
Sure. I mean, I'm super psyched that she's getting married. He's a great guy, and I'm so happy for her. So my gift to them is $5,000 for a great wedding.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any pressure, Matt, to pay for the entire wedding? Because I'm assuming the $5,000 is not covering everything.
Right.
Right. We had a discussion about that, and, you know, I brought my daughter up. Well, I'd like to think, right, that, you know, appreciate hard work, the value of a dollar, and, you know, having skin in the game. So I was reluctant to do that, to you know, just do the whole big fairy tale,
sure.
You know, I don't even know how much, you know, $2 million kind of wedding. So, but, you know, it's not to be cheesy, but, like, the love is the most important thing. It's not about a white horse and a carriage and, you know, lights and all this stuff. It's really about the two of them coming together and two families coming together.
Sure.
Of course. And I appreciate where you're coming from with that, Matt. But just to, like, throw this out there to think about it, how come this is that moment where you're going to hold her to all of those traditions that you've taught her growing up? Like, it's her wedding.
Well, I don't know if I'm holding her to traditions. You make it seem like I'm sort of withholding. This is a gift that, you know, we've culminated to this point.
$5,000 is a lot of money, Matt. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
No. I think it is too. I'm just trying to understand why she would be upset about it. Like, where in her mind would she be feeling like she needs more?
Let's talk about that. Just that, Matt. Daddy Matt.
Okay.
How does it make you feel knowing that your daughter is underwhelmed with the amount of money you're contributing to her wedding?
If I can be honest, I'm disappointed. It's not how I thought she would react. It's not who I know in my heart and in my, you know, in all these years that we've been together.
Right.
So I had the means, but again, I try to instill values in her, solid values. And so I don't want her to be distracted by shiny objects that some wedding planner is, you know, convincing her that, you know, she needs and Becky and the da-da-da have had before and for Instagram and all this.
Matt, how much is this wedding going to cost? Do you know the total as of right now?
I don't know exactly, but I think somewhere around 40 to 50K.
Oh, wow.
The husband, the soon-to-be husband, is he capable of paying for the rest of it, or are they taking out, like, loans? Like, what are they doing to fill in that gap?
Right. I don't think they're taking out loans. I wouldn't want them to do that. I want them to go into debt for their wedding, but that's not what we're doing.
All right. Last question for you, Matt,
But to tell you, sorry, Jeremy's going to contribute. His family is also going to contribute. It's a family affair. It's bringing two families together. So everyone's got skin in the game.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you have the means to give a little more? Just asking.
I do. And here's the thing. I don't want to just give all my gifts that I'm capable of giving in one big, huge gift. I want to spread it out over a lifetime.
Okay.
So that's my plan.
Okay. Hang on one second for me, Daddy Matt.
Daddy Matt, $5,000.
Okay. The phone number here is 877-591-9696. We definitely want you to chime in because the question we're asking you is, you heard the ending of that.
Mm-hmm.
He said he does have the means. And I think that's where the issue lies.
Right. Because she knows that.
And we're going to have her on. We're going to have her on tomorrow. But the reality is, the question I want to ask you is, because he has the means, should he give more than the $5,000? It's a $40,000 to $50,000 wedding. He has the means.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, you know, I want to give my gifts spread out throughout the lifetime, throughout her life.
Meanwhile, she's saying, well, I want it today.
Meanwhile, she's like, but this dress, though, this wedding cake, though, I really would like it
now. This is my perfect day. 877-591-9696. After hearing Daddy Matt, should he up that $5,000?
Should he jump and give her the money? Or should he not? 877-591-9696. All right, if you're just joining the show, Daddy Matt came on and said that he's giving his daughter $5,000 for her wedding, and she just wasn't having it. But then I asked him this. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you have the means to give a little more? Just asking.
I do. And here's the thing. I don't want to just give all my gifts that I'm capable of giving in one big, huge gift. I want to spread it out over a lifetime. So that's my plan.
No, I don't think so at all. I got married a couple years ago, and we covered the whole thing. It's your party. You're planning it. My parents gave me $4,000. I was fortunate enough for that, but he should not give her more, even if he had it.
I mean, I hear that, right? But certain people are in different situations. I mean, if you have the means, you got $200,000 in your bank account, what's another $10,000, right? For your kids that eventually you're probably planning on giving them anyway?
I could see that though. Like, maybe it sounds bratty, but, and then $5,000 still goes somewhere. Stephanie in Northbrook, after hearing Daddy Matt, do you think he should give her more than $5,000? Honestly.
Yes, absolutely. I had a wedding and my parents don't have a lot of money at all. And as the bride's parents, like, it meant so much to them to at least pay for dinner for all of the guests.
Yeah.
$5,000 is not going to even cover the food.
That's what I'm
so
saying,
he
Nina.
As the father of the bride, he should pay for at least the food.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Stephanie. Yeah. Rosanelli.
Yes.
So he said he has the means to give more. Do you think he should give more than the
$5,000? No, she should appreciate the fact that her father is contributing to her wedding.
I think in a perfect world, Rosanelli, I feel that way too. Like, you should just be happy. But if you know that money is in the bank account and you could have your perfect day and that could be something special that your father gives to you, it might sound bratty, but it also makes sense kind of.
Nina, let's say we talk about this all the time. We don't want to talk about the problems, we talk about solutions. So then is his daughter supposed to then like dumb down her wedding so that it costs less? You know what I mean? So that way his $5,000 is covering more of the costs?
Maybe.
You're right.
Or maybe he could do like what you were saying yesterday, Gabe, pay for specific things. Like maybe it's dinner and the dress.
Well, maybe he's trying to do that with the $5,000. I don't know. I'm in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I understand he's giving $5,000 and he wants to give more. But in my mind, I'm thinking if I had $200,000 in the bank account, let's just say, if I was like well off like
you
that.
You would pay for your daughter's wedding.
Not the whole thing, but maybe I'd give her more than $5,000.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, 877-591-9696. We're going to have her on tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And the dad back on. But we just want to ask you because we think that's her issue, is that he has the means to give her more. So do you think she should? He should. Daddy Matt.
Honestly, I started off like no, but now I'm like, yeah. Maybe you do need to ant it up a little bit, Daddy Matt.
Interesting. At first, Nina and I were thinking one way.
Right.
But then we started to agree with Stephanie.
Do you think he should give her more than $5,000? Honestly.
Yes, absolutely. I had a wedding and my parents don't have a lot of money at all. And as the bride's parents, like, it meant so much to them to at least pay for dinner for all of the guests.
Yeah.
$5,000 is not going to even cover the food.
877-591-9696. That's the number here. Do you think Daddy Matt, the dad, because he has the means, should give more money to his daughter? Yelena in Old Irving, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
I don't think that he needs to give her anything. It's a gift, and the sole purpose of the gift is that it's what he wants to give, not what she's demanding.
Okay, that's a great point, Yelena. That's a great point because you don't want to be strong-armed into the whole thing. That's what I think right there.
I think so, too, but I think what we're all hearing is that she's expecting the money. So that's the turnoff, right? Like, now you sound like a spoiled brat. But if you actually put yourself in that situation for a second and you know that your father has the ability to give you the dream day, like, you're disappointed that he doesn't want to give you the dream day.
I hear that. Thanks for the call, Yelena. I do hear you, and I hear that.
I mean, it's a hard situation.
But I think now that I'm thinking about it even more, I'm like, yeah, but if I was a dad, like, I'm thinking about my daughter, Frank. And I'm saying to myself, if my daughter's like, Dad, you need to be giving me more money. And I'm like, yo, hey, pump the brakes there, shorty.
Because now you're offended because how she came
and
at
that's
you.
And that's my thing. So I feel like, you know, he doesn't want to be strong-armed into the situation.
But
he had an idea.
Daddy, thank you so much for the money, but I could really use some extra. Would that work on you, Frank?
I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, I grew up in an Italian family. I think maybe we think different than other people, but I mean, my parents like started saving for my sister's wedding, like from the time she was probably in kindergarten. You know what I mean? Cause we're just, I mean, and I even have buddies now that I grew up with that have like little girls, like 5 and 7 years old, and they're saving money now for their daughter's wedding too, because it's just, that's the way we were raised. Like, the father is supposed to pay for the wedding. I mean, my sister got married 17 years ago, and I think her wedding was probably over $30,000 then.
My
parents sacrificed, and my mother worked overtime. My sister didn't expect it, but they wanted to do it, and they felt like, my parents are like, they kind of felt like that's just the norm. Like, that's what everybody should
do. And it's a gesture in that kind of situation where you feel like, hey, I'm the dad. I want to take care of my daughter in this situation, and you want to pay more. I guess my issue is, if I'm putting out a number there, and then you try to strong arm me and you're like, Dad, this is not enough. What are you doing? And now you become a bratty daughter. And I'm like, wait.
Right. Now I don't want to give you anything. Right.
Or maybe I'll give you, $20,000 after the wedding. You know what I mean? Like,
go on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Go buy a house.
If you're acting next. Frank, thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate that.
I'm like, oh, you're not going to pay for my wedding? Well, you're going to buy me a house then.
That's what I mean. It's interesting. Well, again, we're going to have her on the show tomorrow. So you got to make sure you're here on Friday to talk to her. Kim and Huntley, though, right now we're asking, should the dad, Daddy Matt, have to give more than the 5K? Or should he be giving more than 5K?
Oh, yes. I think he's ridiculous only giving $5,000. Like the last caller said, you always know the father of the bride always gives more money. Why is he being so cheap?
Okay.
I think that that tradition, and that's what I was explaining yesterday, like my parents paid for my brother's rehearsal dinner because yeah. the tradition was that the bride's parents would pay for it.
Yeah.
And they did, but...
Thanks for the call, Kim. Now, I get it. And I just, it's interesting because when we talked about this yesterday,
yeah.
everyone was like, this girl's a spoiled brat.
Right.
This girl, I can't believe she's how ungrateful she is. Her dad's giving her $5,000. And now we talk to the dad and it's like, oh, dad, you rich?
Well, because then that's bogus because you rich. Like, that's where I'm torn here it's because funny. I think you should feel grateful, yeah. but you rich.
Okay. Well, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have her on and we'll talk to her and see if, in fact, she is more on the bratty side or if she's just like, you know.
Daddy, may I have some more, please?
May I have another?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That'll be tomorrow. All right, guys. All right, some old school. Rihanna, don't stop the music. Please, B96.
Skip this ad.
That's what we usually play around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Skip this ad. But listen, I mean, it's Father's Day this weekend.
So we're going to switch it up. How about skip this dad?
Now, no, we don't want to get rid of your dads.
Never.
But we think it's important to shout out our fathers on Father's Day.
Yeah. Right?
So what we're going to do is this. Just like when you're watching a YouTube video, you get 5 seconds, you know, the ad comes up, you get 5 seconds and then you skip it. Right. So what we want you to do is call in and brag about your dad, how strong your dad is, how he can beat up everybody else's dad.
Right.
That's what we want to hear. But you only get a couple seconds and you got to get our attention because then we could really hear about him.
So you have to come with the big stuff first. 877-591-9696.
For example, Nina, I'm going to let you go first.
My dad can build race cars.
Nah.
My dad loves me.
Skip this ad.
Sounds cool.
Nah, you got to do it like this. You want a bunch of flowers for your wedding?
My dad'll buy it.
Skip this ad.
What are you doing? No, let me tell the rest of my story right here.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's funny because I'm the one hitting the buttons.
Skip this ad.
Who am I talking to? Hey, why are you rushing me right now, babe? All right. 877-591-9696. Call up and brag about your dad. It's really to give your dad a shout out on this Father's Day weekend. And then we'll try to be polite. As polite as I could be.
We're going to love on your dad, too.
877-591-9696.
Skip this
dad.
Ad.
Nah.
All right, we want you to brag about your dad with skip this ad.
You only have a couple seconds to brag on your daddy.
Or else you'll be sad.
Okay, and that's not rad.
And when you were first born, you were just a tad. Pull.
Okay.
Here we go. First contestant, Bailey in Montgomery. Good morning.
Hi, Bailey.
Good morning.
It's Father's Day this weekend. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, yeah. Definitely excited.
Bailey, it'll be my first Father's Day ever.
That's exciting.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
So
I know.
Huge.
I told my girl, was like, what do you want? I said, nothing. Don't give me anything. Give me 2 hours of silence, and then I'll close up the
record. Give me the baby.
All right, Bailey. The way this works is simple, all right? 877-591-9696. You're going to brag on your dad. You get about 5 seconds, and if it's good, we'll let you talk more about him. But if not...
Skip this ad.
Dad. All right? Your 5 seconds, okay. Bailey, starts now.
Okay, so my stepdad, the only dad I need, he's been there for me forever. He's the most handiest man ever. I can go to him for anything. I love him.
Okay, that was great. What's
you
his name?
You had said stepdad.
What's
You're
his
like,
name?
Yeah.
Mike.
Mike. Shout out to Mike. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, Bailey, it's extremely difficult to be a step-parent. My father, who I talk about often on the show, he's actually raised me since I was 5 years old. I'm in my 30s now. Mm-hmm. So it's been, you know, 30 years that he's been raising me. So he is my dad. So when you say that, I know exactly what you mean. And it takes a big man to step up. How old was he? How old was he when he became your stepdad? Do you know? Do the math.
Young 30s.
Okay.
Young mid-30s.
Yeah. It's tough to do, man. Shout out to Mike. I appreciate him. No, we didn't skip you. It was hard to skip that
one.
We
had to give Mike some love.
All right. Have a great one. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend together, all right?
Thanks. You too.
Vanessa in Algonquin.
Hi. Hello. Ma'am. Hey, yeah. What's up?
Okay.
Oh, she's ready.
She's not going to have as a compelling story as the other girls.
You don't know that.
I don't know.
I got 5 seconds, so I got to shout out my dad, Larry Mountain, in the Algonquin Mire. He has a mullet my whole life. He's always had a mullet, so he's the dad. Algonquin Mire,
skip,
Larry
skip
Mountain.
This
haircut.
Ad.
No, 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 no. Listen.
Skip
I'll
this
haircut.
It takes a very strong man to proudly rock a mullet for all of those years, Vanessa.
How often has he said the phrase "party in the front" and business in the front, party in the back?
I never use that phrase ever.
That so you should so put funny. It on a T-shirt and give it to him for Father's Day.
Well, that's sweet.
But he's been married to my mom for over 30 years, so that's I guess the second best thing about him.
What's his name again?
Larry Mountain at the Algonquin Mire. Shout out the guy with the mullet. Everyone loves him.
Everyone go up to him. Tell him you heard. They gave him a shout out on B96 so that Vanessa can get some good brownie points. Thanks, Vanessa. I want to skip somebody. All right, Chrissy and Joliet.
All right, Chrissy, you got five.
Hi.
You got five seconds. We're not skipping her either. And it starts now.
My daddy was the best dad, even though he's not here. He departed already. He raised 9 kids on his own. 8 of them were boys. I'm the only girl.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
8 of them.
That's a lot. Well, God bless your father.
Well, that was 12 altogether, but unfortunately, they had 3 sets of twins. The twin sisters didn't live.
Yeah.
So I ended up with 9 brothers.
Well, listen, it's tough to be the only daughter in a bunch of, you know, a household full of women.
Right, and it's probably pressure on your dad to try to raise a girl. So that's...
I was going to make a funny joke, but then I was like, yes. But you want me to do it? No.
No. Chrissy, right. Shout out your dad. Thank you so much.
I wanted to skip some people's dads today.
I was mine.
Trying to be me. Oh, my bad. You know, I thought I'd be a little more excited for my first Father's Day, I gotta be honest.
I was just gonna say, aren't you excited? Like, don't you feel like a new sense of pride? Like, you're all of a sudden part of, like, the club? Like,
You would think so. You would think that you would be feeling that way, but I don't know. I guess because she doesn't talk and I'm not necessarily doing, like, super dad things. Like, I'm not taking her to dance. I'm not going to her big game. Like, and I feel like those are things that dads, like real dads do, you know?
But you can walk around with her in a parking lot so she doesn't so she stops crying.
Sure. That, of course, yes. I'm a dad in that sense that I get to do that. But I guess, I don't know, when you're asking me, like, why I'm not as excited about it.
So, like, when she gets older, do you think you'll be more excited because you know she'll be able to give you presents?
Yes. I want to have snot coming down my nose crying when she hands me, like,
a
macaroni chain or something like that. And I want to be like, like, that's what I want to be. And so I feel like right now, like, who's going to give me a gift?
Everybody's probably going to give you a gift.
Okay, I need to see if my mom's going to give me a gift. Hang on 1 second. Let's see if she picks up. It's so restricted. I'm going to try again.
Hello?
What's up, Mom?
Oh, I almost didn't answer. I was like, who is this? It shows up no caller ID.
What did I literally told Nina, I go, she's not picking up because it says restricted on there.
Hold on, let me lower the radio because you're
listening.
Oh,
that's sweet.
You.
Thanks, Mom. You know, it's funny though, because anybody you call for the second, like if someone doesn't pick up your phone call, you can always call them back the second time and then they know
answer.
It's serious.
Yeah.
Like this must be important. Mom, we have an important question for you.
Okay.
So my first Father's Day is this weekend.
Yes.
What are you getting
Big
me?
Big deal. Oh, geez.
You will have some gifts, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm getting you.
Ooh, plural, Nina.
Man, and your mom spoiled you yesterday with the lollipop wings.
I did get some. Yeah, I told everybody we ate lamb birds yesterday. And that was expensive enough in itself. That could have been my Father's Day gift.
No, that's not a Father's Day
All
gift.
All right, what's Dad getting me?
He actually was the first one to buy your gift. He's going to kill me because I shouldn't be saying nothing. But
wow.
Look, this is what happens when Gabe pries. Like, he just has to know.
I was calling up thinking that they were like, we're not getting you anything, turkey. And I was going
to
be like...
No, it's your first Father's Day. It's a special one.
Man, because I told Nicole not to give me anything.
Well, that's between you guys. It doesn't have anything to do with us, honey.
Did you end up getting her something for Mother's Day?
You did.
What did I get her?
Oh, no, me. Oh, you did. I thought you got her, like, flowers and...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody hang on a second.
I remember now.
All right, Mom, we're just going to let you go, okay?
Okay. All right, Bobby.
Wait. Man, I'm really bummed out, though, that Dad got me something because I thought, you know, I'm a dad. He's a dad. We could just cancel each other out.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, buddy.
All right, love you, Mom.
Your dad. You know how he feels about that. Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye.
And they wonder where I get my sensitivity from. It's not my mom. B96, Chicago's New Hit Music. Happy Thursday. It's Father's Day weekend.
It is.
And we were mentioning we were playing. We played Skip This Ad earlier. We talked to my mom, which I did not know they got me a couple of gifts.
It's your first Father's Day. It's a big deal.
Okay, that's what we're talking about right now because Nina said, yes, but are they going to get you a present on the second Father's Day?
Yeah, I was curious because my brother, he has two kids and so his first couple of Father's Days, I bought him gifts. But now...
Wait. First couple?
Yeah, because then when my nephew came.
So just two?
Yeah, okay. So two. And so... Now I'm like, well, you're not my dad, though. I love you, bro. Like, I'll call you. I want to FaceTime, see that you're happy and pampered. But do I have to do that?
So if he has a third baby, do you then give him another Father's Day gift?
I don't know.
Well, no, that's what I'm talking about based off of what you're saying right now.
I feel like it was new territory for me at first. So I just was trying to give all of the gifts. And now I think I can pull back on the gifts.
Are you trying to get out of getting your brother a gift? Do you not want to get him a gift?
No, it's not that I don't want to. I just really didn't think about it. And it's already this weekend. So it's going to be late regardless.
But you got your dad a gift.
Because he's my dad.
But I'm saying, so like, for you to say you hadn't think about it, I'm like...
Well, because he's not my, your dad. Because my brother's not my dad. I'm proud of him as a father, but he's not my dad. You know what I mean?
So the phone lines are open. And this is a great question. 877-591-9696. Because I think we're all in that situation where, or we've been in that situation where you buy someone something initially because it's their first time.
Right.
But do you have to continue to buy them something? I would say this. Because you bought him something initially,
yeah.
Now you dug your own grave.
No, I think I did my part now.
If you would have done right, if you would have done it only once, be like, hey, first time, daddy, here you go. But the fact that you did it the second time, now it's like every Father's Day I get you a gift because then the third is this the third Father's Day?
Yeah.
So then the third Father's Day, now he's SOL.
Well, can't I just, like, keep him on his toes and, like, maybe in five more Father's Day, I'll get him something really cool? Like, are you out here getting your brother's Father's Day gifts? Like, are we doing that?
877-591-9696. Nina has bought her brother a Father's Day gift on year one and on year two.
Yeah.
Year three, she's wondering if she needs to.
I wasn't going to, is my point.
Oh.
But do I? 877-591-9696. Taking your calls next. Siobhan on the south side. After two Father's Days passed, I gave my brother gifts. Am I obligated to do it all the time now? Siobhan? Hello?
Aw.
She's like, yeah, bye.
I'm not still here.
Oh, no. You're a different caller. You're Milagros. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Should Nina have to buy her brother another Father's Day gift?
Yes, she should. Mm. And it's not more of a Father's Day gift. It's more of a brotherly gift because I'm sure she has a close relationship with her brother, just like I do.
Right. Nina, do you have a close relationship with your brother?
Yeah, me and my brother are cool, but it's not Brother's Day. It's Father's Day. I appreciate the sentiment, though.
I'll be honest. I would feel a certain type of way. Like, I don't give my sister a Mother's Day gift all the time.
Okay.
I might have gotten her. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, maybe only like once or twice.
So you keep them on their toes. Surprise, this year you're extra special.
But the thing is, Nina, I didn't get her something the first year and then the second year. And then now it's, you know what? My opinion doesn't matter on this.
Uh-huh.
There's only one opinion that matters, and that's that of your brother.
Uh-huh.
Let's give him a little llamada.
Okay.
Let's see here.
See if he's awake.
Come on.
Hi, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. It's me.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you sleeping or are you working?
Just getting ready to wake up.
Oh, sorry.
Making his debut on B96 Chicago. I thought his name was Darius, but I'm hearing it's Dare.
It's Darius.
Welcoming Nina's brother to the show. Good morning. I'm excited to talk to you for the first time.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well.
Well, you know, this weekend is my first Father's Day.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I heard you're an expert on how to have kids and doing that whole thing.
I was talking about how you're such a great dad.
Oh, yeah.
Your daughter's beautiful, by the way. She's absolutely
thank
adorable.
You very much.
Now, the real question is that we're asking you is what happens on Father's Day? And what happens is that fathers get gifts, right?
That's true.
And, you know, your sister, your loving sister, got you a Father's Day gift on your very first Father's Day, didn't she?
I did, Dara. I got you one and two.
No, got you you're jumping ahead. Okay, got you.
And the shirt.
That's right.
Okay, so she got you one. Okay, then the second one, she got you something. And she's contemplating whether or not to get you something on the third one.
Uh-huh.
She feels like she's fulfilled her sisterly duties to elevate you and lift you up as a dad. How do you feel about that?
I feel like that's inconsistent.
Seriously?
Darius, I literally said the same thing. Like word for word, I said, but you set the precedent. If you would have did it for the first one only and never gave him another gift, then you could highlight him being a dad. But you did it for the second year. And now this is the third year. This is great.
Can I just celebrate you being a dad like all the time? I'm like, hey, Derek, you know what? I'll babysit for you. Go live your life.
You don't even live there.
When I do, when I'm there.
Yeah.
What would you like, Darius? Let's create a small wish list since Dina has, still a couple of days to get you something.
That's a good question. I mean, just something as simple as a card, I think, would work.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be much.
Do you drink coffee in the morning, Darius?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get him a pack of K-Cups with a card that says, I love you. Happy Father's Day. Great job with my niece.
Yeah.
You're really making me feel guilty out here.
Oh my God. Yeah. You feel guilty. I'm making it funny.
Darius, I love you. You're a wonderful father. No, I'm so proud of you. Darius, this is the best gift ever. I'm telling all of Chicago right now how incredible my baby brother is.
I guess that works.
A shout out in a city 2,000 miles away.
Yeah. Hey,
Darius. Hey, again. I've heard wonderful things about your parenting skills and your family as a whole. So I personally want to wish you Happy Father's Day for sure.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Thank you. Look forward to meeting you one day soon.
You guys are your daddy club over here.
Bye, Darius.
Love you. It is time for Nina at 9:30. And I was saying, ladies, I think it's time to make power moves this summer. And there's one way to do that.
Ooh.
Shorts. Legs. And I don't mean that in like a sexualized way.
Right.
Gabe and I were talking about this yesterday and it triggered something because I was wearing shorts. I hate wearing shorts. I'm self-conscious of wearing shorts. My thighs are my trigger point. So for me, it needs to be the summer of legs to make power moves and take your control back. Do you see what I'm saying?
I've seen that because I definitely know a lot of women who are anti-shorts for multiple reasons, for whatever that might be.
Right.
But you're right. And I've always been pro shorts.
No.
I'm pro shorts. I'm like, short it up.
Okay. See, the reason why I want
because of the power that comes with it.
The power is I'm not going to be self-conscious when my thighs rub up against each other and I have to pull down my shorts because they're riding up in the middle because they're just so thick. It's owning the parts of your body that make you feel insecure. And for me, it needs to be the summer of shorts.
Exactly.
For you, it could be the summer of tank tops. But it's all together power moves.
I like it because when your legs rub together and they get that little bumpy thing that's on your leg and that's the part that hurts.
And you got to get baby powder. You got to put that there. That's a whole nother conversation.
And you're just like, oh my God. Now you got to walk with your thighs next to each other.
Shaping. It's one leg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.